saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Before we get into this episode, quick shout out to our sponsors, Weekend Offender, Daily East Ender. Ah, I love this jacket.
If you know about football, culture, terraces, away days, then you already know about Weekend Offender. Man, they're even wearing some of the pieces right here, right now. You got, yeah.
Yeah.
Show them the badge, bro.
Get the badge.
Quick release.
Proper clean, Velcro proper badge. Durable. Built for whatever the day throws at you, man.
Look.
You get me? All kind of seasons, man.
Bare pockets.
We got the khaki windbreaker right there, man. With the black windbreaker. Whether you're heading out to the match or out with the man them.
Or if you just want that terrace ready look.
Weekend Offender have always been about that football culture energy.
And the Ripstop collection is no different.
Oh yeah.
The Weekend Offender Ripstop collection is available online right now. Rip it off, cuz. So go pattern yourself. Check out the link in the description below. That's big love to Weekend Offender for sponsoring this episode of Filthy Fellas in the year we win the league.
Weekend Offender, Daily East Ender.
Oh God!
I see a video the other day, yeah, and it was a flower, a plant breathing.
Quincin.
Yeah. First of all, I thought it was.
What was that? What did you just?
Pum pum. It was like.
Okay. Thought,
and then Poe went, no, that's not pum pum. That is a plant breathing. Yeah. And I said, hang on. So then it made me think. You know what? The plants are important, obviously, and they're actually like the closest thing to us when it comes to the way that they breathe, taking air, oxygen, rare, tear,
tear. Closest thing other than what?
No?
Plants are the closest
things that are a lot closer to
what I'm saying. No, one second.
Bro, I don't know what Steven was thinking too.
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite, right.
Yeah, they literally don't. Yeah.
All right, cool. Point is, they're needed. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So when these vegans are eating plants, why is that any different to meat eaters eating the animals, other animals?
Do you know what? I've never thought about
the
it.
The plants are needed more than the animals.
I'm not vegan, but I think but I know the alive. Reasons. You know what it is? I think plants, you can grow plants a lot faster. Yeah. I think for the most part, I think people that are vegan see plants as food, innit? The way that, like, even some of the way that plants reproduce, some animals eat plants and they go shit. And then that helps more plants grow. You understand? Oh, okay. So it's like
it's
plants
a cycle.
Are yeah, it's a cycle.
Cycle.
Seeds and so it's like plants are yeah. meant to be eaten. They don't have pain receptors.
The plants but don't.
I saw something.
Oh, you don't think a plant could be
no,
hurt?
No, here it can. I saw something. They put like they wired up some plant to some things, and they cut it and they checked the frequencies of the two plants, and the other one had a different frequency. So suggesting that. The plant knew when it was being cut.
There you go,
so it might
bro.
Not be that it was pain, but it was aware of what was happening.
You know when they cut grass?
Yeah.
You know that smell you see?
Yeah.
You know, that's the grass screaming.
What? One sec. Scream is a sound for Ed.
No, the smell. The smell they're letting out. It's like if you talk, is there not a smell that comes out your mouth?
Nah, chill. Hold on. Chill out.
That is rude.
He didn't say bad smell.
No, I didn't say bad smell, but there's an odor.
But I can tell you it's bad.
Hold on,
it's bad.
Hold on, I'm so sorry. I'm very curious about something that you just said. You said when animals poo on grass, mm-hmm. yeah, it well, helps
anyway,
them
yeah.
reproduce or whatever it is. Does. So does that mean that vegans eat shit?
What?
We all do your donut.
We all do, in theory.
He's
in
got a point.
No, he ain't.
Is probably the best
fertilizer.
One of the best natural fertilizers and the best ways
even
of,
human
of spreading of plant seeds.
So you see that guy, the one that used to just jump out of the aeroplanes and then like live in the jungles and that, and
Bear Grylls,
drink his wheel.
Yeah,
Like, he used to say that weed's good for you to drink.
All that's fake. You do
some fighters have done
in a mad
fighters do that. Yeah, on a weed.
You know your piss. You can filter it enough. Yeah, for it to just be water to drink.
Wait, one voice. Sorry, Steve.
I went with the way to the Peak District with North Face, and I had to camp for I think 2 days. And I'll be honest with you, I feel like an idiot because I ended up, we had these water bottles that you could either get it.
I was just about to say that, bro.
You could either get it out of the lake and it would filter it, or you could pee in it and it would filter it. So I thought, you know what?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I was mad thirsty and I peed in it and it
to
filtered.
To fertilize it?
No. Filter your piss.
Then I found out, Lips, that we had water and I didn't need to do that.
Don't need to do that. No. The thing is, yeah, you see this system, when you look at it properly, the whole world system works like perfectly. You take out one element, you take out a bumblebee,
we're cooked. Yeah. Tell them about bumblebees.
I just know the fact. I don't even know, you know why.
I was gonna say, does anyone know the actual fact of bumblebees?
You know they're a miracle of God, by the way, bumblebees, because you know their wings are not strong enough to carry their body. And you know they don't actually fly. It's frequency that keeps them in the air.
Oh, it's like sound.
Sound.
Yeah, it's sound.
Around the
sound.
World that keeps, like, their wings flap at a frequency that connects with nature, basically, that keeps them afloat.
That's crazy.
But
I didn't
you
know
what's,
that.
It's so mad that, but then to have all of that and then only be able to stab someone once is crazy to
but
me.
But kill you though, they kill you. The one stab, no?
No, they kill them.
They die.
Bro.
Wait, you do know that the most venomous insect is the daddy long legs.
No, that's not true.
Bro, you can't just keep saying
that. But it doesn't have no...
That's not true.
So wait, no teeth to administer the venom.
Oh, I've heard something about it.
So what is it then, Lips?
I don't know what it is, but it's not that. It's definitely not that.
What is it
then? No, I've heard something about it.
No, but it's a myth. It's a myth. The crane fly, they say that it's venomous and if it could bite it, but that's not true.
That's cut. It's cut. You try to say my beefing was a lie and mention daddy long legs.
You need a wildlife show, bro. You need these kind of shows.
I'm going to get one still.
But do you know what? The real thing... The hero of the planet that doesn't get enough respect or ratings is the otter.
Sea otters.
Why?
Because they protect seaweed, and seaweed is responsible for almost 90% of the oxygen on this planet.
So can I ask you, if the seaweed is that important, why the Bumbaclaat is the Peking duck at the top of my road selling seaweed at a crazy price? But bruv, you do know that even though the otters are eating the sea urchins, they're eating the sea kelp, which is a bad thing. The otters, because of fishing and because of oil, idiots on them boats letting that oil and that, releasing the dirty oil, otters are now becoming an endangered species.
Endation.
And what?
Hey. You almost had it.
I was flowing, though.
You almost had it.
I was flowing, though.
Almost.
Steve-o, I can't lie, you flowed
endangered
there
species.
Endangered species. But do you know what? And this is why it's only now making sense. Like, I didn't know otters were this, like, important to the... But now when you think about, like, what a super otter is, a platypus.
Wow. With the wide face.
That's a mega otter.
That is like five different animals in one. It's got feet that can swim. It's got... A nose that's not meant to be
that's
in the water.
Light work, bro.
Yeah, what is
it's
that?
It's a
nose?
Duck's nose.
No, bro. This is
they're blind. They're blind. They're blind. No, they look with their nose.
So they're mad. So what makes you a mammal, is warm blood, feed their young milk. Yeah. We don't have fur, bruv.
Live hair, bruv.
But they're mammals, but they lay eggs. They have a beak. They're poisonous.
That's crazy. Platypus
are poisonous.
They've got an electric beak, by the way.
How do they give you the poison? How do they give you the poison?
They have venomous spike. I don't know, but they're
bad. Where are they based? They're not in England.
Australia, mate.
They're Australian. Like, how can you be all of these things?
A semi-aquatic mammal. That's what it's called.
A semi-aquatic.
Semi-aquatic mammal.
It has to be
poisonous.
More.
But hold on. So they weren't, that is not lab made, right?
No, they're outside. That's
you know that how sometimes like a tiger and a lion, a baby.
You know when they found them, the first people to see them, I think they found a dead one, and they said this ain't real. Like this is
alien.
Been put together. No, literally, they were like, this is like they've got a beaver and they've like sewn a beak to it, but then they clocked.
And they also lay semi-leather eggs.
What do you mean?
What?
Which is what reptiles do. So it's also a reptile.
Wait, hold
Whoa.
On. So we're just okay with this. That's on our planet.
No. Wait, watch what's it called? So there's a new thing on Netflix called Dinosaurs, right? And it shows you about the evolution and natural selection and all of this. So with that one, man, that is just a...
It's a crossbreed.
That's like crazy.
Charizard. That's got to be one of the most crazy. But why are they all in Australia? But
Australia and Tasmania.
You see, like, there's obviously a lot of, like, geopolitical madness happening now. But someone's got to have a proper look at Australia. They're getting away with it every single time.
Why isn't there a superhero called the platypus?
There is. Kangaroos only there.
What's the show when the platypus is the detective? And he just mashes up everyone when no one's looking.
Is it?
Is it Phileas and Ferb? One of them.
Yeah. Perry the platypus.
Bro, the platypus is, okay. He's not on nothing, yeah? But then whenever no one's looking, he's a shower man.
Bro, he's a superhero.
He's a detective.
So wait, hold on. We need to say this.
I swear down.
Wait a second. We're onto something.
Yeah, this is real.
You're not getting it.
This is real.
Australia, a place that humans got sent for prison.
First
off.
Last country discovered.
The last country discovered.
Yeah, New Zealand and Australia.
In the corner of the earth. Yeah. Just
so
alone.
So over there, bro.
It's got a platypus, which shouldn't really exist. Shouldn't exist.
Don't make sense.
Kangaroos. Can't find them anywhere else.
Marsupials.
They've got a pocket. Yeah.
Have you seen how big the pocket is?
Tasmanian devils. Spiders the size of this room.
They got the most venomous snake.
Yeah.
They lost the emu war.
Yeah, they lost. So how do you even?
So what? I'm what? This?
They're still smoking amnesia.
That like the most. I only found out about this other day, you know, because I got a snake. That's a new filthy fact. I have a snake.
I'm looking to get one. You know,
he was heartbroken the other day. He thought it died.
I thought my snake died.
But he was just doing that cold.
He was upset.
No, he was just taking a piss. Bro. I got a ball python called Ivy.
Ivy, like weed.
Is it poison?
Pokemon.
And it's not poisonous. Fez. That's why I'm pissed. I called it Ivy. Too late.
That is crazy. Ivy poisonous?
Poison Ivy.
But is Ivy poisonous?
Yeah.
Poison Ivy.
That's on the walls and that?
Yeah.
You didn't know that. Well, he's just rolling in it. He's just getting all the Ivy. Put it on his face and that.
It's only found in Australia.
Only in Australia!
He's on the road. This guy's trying to test
me. Hey, listen.
Australia's different, bro.
We've got to get rid of it.
But I think
Australia. Watch out, man.
It was meant. Humans aren't meant to be there. Yeah, but it's like the humans that were there, like the Aborigines. Yeah, they are. Like they know about the land. They're the people that knew to live on the coast only.
Yes.
They're the people. You understand, bro?
I come across. Sorry, my algorithm's mad. I do a lot of stuff because the reaction videos. It's weird, right? I come across a page where it's Aborigines in Australia fighting. Girls, boys, I'm going to find the video. I would have it on my reaction.
They're not Aborigines. I've seen it. They're from Papua New Guinea. I've seen it.
Are you sure? In the comments, it's Australia.
100%.
Are you sure? With the long hair?
Yeah, they got long hair. The girl, I've seen it.
Okay.
Wait. There is one other thing. There's an island that is banned from human...
Sentinel Island.
North Sentinel Island.
Yeah. They kill you if you approach
snakes.
It.
No. It's just I'm talking India. About there's an island off the coast of Brazil.
Snake Island.
Oh.
You can't go there, bro.
You will die. It's venomous snakes.
No, my mate went there.
No, he didn't.
Must be a snake.
Mate, Joe Weller. Joe Weller's a snake.
Obviously, you can go there to film and that.
I don't think you can. There's a snake. There's a snake per square meter. They're venomous. Instantly venomous. Instant. There's 4,000 snakes.
No, have you seen the video, the David Attenborough video with the lizards cutting through and all the snakes?
Is that there?
Yeah.
You can't go there. You just get bit and you die.
There's
a geezer that went there and he went, I'm going to show you the 12 most venomous snakes. And he went there and he's in the water with them, fighting them and everything.
Home to thousands of lancehead vipers, the world's most venomous snake. Access is strictly limited to authorized scientists.
That's one thing about Google, yeah. They say everything's the most venomous.
Well, what's the truth? I was on about the ones where you got the little geezers and they wear these little skirts and they got bow and arrows and you pull up to the island.
Sentinel Island, yeah.
There you go,
Sentinel
Island. Their man there? You think there's a geezer that went there, thought it was fun. Yeah,
he died, yeah. He got killed by an arrow. Yeah.
You can't just go.
It's not funny, though.
You want to play for your life.
But Australia, so all of a sudden now, I am thinking... I don't know. I want to go there, boy.
There's no other standalone place.
I see girls that look like Tim Cahill, boy.
What is Tim Cahill even?
What's he doing?
Because now when you think of how tall he could jump, like how high he could jump.
Kangaroo.
I just think if you can live with those things and they can all swim.
You must be able to jump.
Surfing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, why are they not afraid?
I love Australians.
They've got a bird that can sprint.
Dodo bird, innit?
Oh, dodos.
Dodos are dead.
Dodo.
Yeah, they're done.
Koalas, they're brother. I know what you're talking
koalas
about.
Koalas are mad.
They all got chlamydia.
They all got fam.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I didn't believe that, you know. That's insane.
Real life. Did you know Australia got a highway that's 9,000 miles?
Bro, I'm telling you, it's an experiment.
How fast can you go in it? How fast can you go in it?
You know when you break down, do you know what you're seeing?
They're backwards.
Shh, I don't think it's the autobahn.
That's an...
What, through the middle?
1,800 tolls on it. You just toll after toll.
No, he was getting away.
Bro, not to go over a bridge 9, on that. That is just charging.
I swear that's, imagine that. I swear it's less to get to New York.
9,000 miles, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bro,
wow.
That's bigger than the UK.
Does it go around the whole thing? It must go around the
bun
whole.
Bun that.
Because all the things in the coast, it must just be around the whole.
That is horrible.
But that's
the
horrible. Yeah. Like, no,
but bro, break down 9, on that.
I'm not, like, for example, like I'm a straight guy. Like, if I'm going from this part of the island to that part, I'm not going round. That's 3 times the journey.
You can't. No, no.
Past the venomous fibers. I'm driving.
You think
that.
You can drive through the
I'm
outback?
I'm driving that.
You're
there's no
mad.
Outback.
There's no roads on purpose.
There's no roads.
You know, Australians don't even do it, bro.
No, they can't.
One
impossible.
Guy tried to do it. He had to fill up his truck with another truck connected to it, just with spare wheels in it, water, petrol.
It's not
what do you mean, why?
You know, the outback is so hot. There's an underground city. In Australia.
Swear
I think PB Pebbles or something like that. Cody Pebbles. I'm not even joking.
Bro, Australia's just a weird place, isn't it?
It's a weird place, bro.
Australia's mad.
It's just
we
a
don't
weird
question
place,
it enough,
bro.
Wait,
my bridge, this ain't Australia, but so he done the Amazon one, right? So he's gone across the Amazon and he broke down. So he ended up
In the rainforest?
So he was doing rock climbing. So he was doing, you know, the one where they go down the crevices, yeah? And he ended up getting lost, sorry. Yeah. Bro, I swear to my God, I swear on my life.
You swear to what?
I swear on my life, yeah. His arm got caught for 27 hours, yeah. He was stuck there.
Yeah.
And he had to cut his arm off.
That's 127 hours. I've seen that. It's a film. The bridge describing a film, bro. The bridge describing a film. Man said, my brethren. I'm thinking, wait, I've seen this film.
You
but yeah,
man,
basically,
you
the bridge is mountain climbing in the mountains. He gets stuck. His hand gets trapped.
Oh, he has to lose it.
Yes,
yeah,
my
brethren. Yeah, yeah.
I said my brethren.
He had a dream that water washed him away and that. He woke up, then he was just still there. He was like, it's literally, bro.
He's bugging.
Some dreams are fucked, though, you know, when I think about dreams.
Hey, blood, I had a dream and I was having sex, and it was like I was having sex, bro, and I come. It was crazy, bro. Woke up in my pants.
There's a name for them kind of dreams. It's like, I had a dream once, bro. I thought I was falling from a building. I
wet dream,
up.
Bro.
Well, hold on, what, why are you just...
Yeah, what's going on?
What? Why did you just ignore that?
What? He had a wet dream? That's normal,
bro. I done as well. I had the same dream. I was falling at the end. I woke up.
No, there's a name for them kind of dreams. That's what I'm saying.
I was falling, just coming at the same time.
Lucid dreams.
Lucid, you control your dream.
Lucid, you control it.
Yeah, you wake up, you want to go back into it.
I've done it twice.
I've done it.
Yeah.
Times.
They say you can control it, but you've got to like get something that signals that you realize. So, for example, some people go to sleep with like some red blinker things over their eyes, so that in their dream, if they see the red blinker, they're like, it's a dream.
Oh.
But once you wake up,
Inception.
Like once you see it. Your heart rate starts to rise because you know it's lucid. So you haven't got too long before you wake up. Like,
yeah, it's peak. Yeah, bro,
so
it's scary.
Your resting heart rate, once it goes up,
it's scary,
up.
Bro.
So I was on borrowed time, bro.
I tried to get into your dream.
I licked an R8. I burgled the yard. it's all that was next to me.
Yeah.
Why? I come into your dream once. Yeah. Huh? You was
wow,
on the plane.
Whoa. You cummed in his dream.
I didn't say nothing wrong there.
What
I didn't say
you
nothing
cummed
wrong.
In his dream, bro.
I didn't say nothing wrong. But he was on the plane sleeping, and for some reason we connected, and I ended up in his dream. He had long hair. He gives himself long hair in his dream.
Oi! But he's onto something.
He was using.
But he's onto something.
On FIFA.
Wait a second.
He does this.
He's onto something, you know, because that's the next stage. All of this AI, Bluetooth, blah, 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 airdrop.
Connecting dreams.
We've got to connect these dreams.
Hundred.
Imagine we're just, I'm just wasting time in my,
like
when I'm
Game
sleeping.
Boy. Like
you know
Game
what I'm saying?
Boy.
I could be doing stuff.
Yeah, bro.
I could be doing stuff in my sleep.
Making money.
Have any of you ever had the sleep demon?
Yeah, he steps on
sleep paralysis.
Chest.
Like when you're awake, but you can't move.
No, horrible.
You're just breathing heavy.
I tell you the truth, yeah.
Looking for someone to help, but yeah, no one's helping.
That's horrible.
And that sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
I've had that. Hey, scary.
I believe you, man. But when I had that, I just got up, fam.
What? No way, you're flipping.
I was like, it was happening.
Bro,
I swear down, I looked over, and I just said, nah, man.
You beat the demon.
I'm getting up, bro.
That's strength.
Sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis, nah, bro. It's worst not one a for joke. Me was coming back from holiday. I think everyone gets it. Because of the time travel.
Everyone
bro.
Gets what? Sleep paralysis.
You don't get it, bro.
Anytime I come back from holiday, the first sleep, I always get sleep paralysis demon.
What?
And then I'm sweating buckets when I wake up.
It's scary, bro, isn't it?
I can't lie, maybe.
You need to pray harder
bro.
Still.
Every time you come back from a holiday, but what are you doing on these
just
holidays?
So I don't go on holiday often.
What are you doing on these holidays, bro?
Can't speak on that.
You might need to fast for longer still, because this guy is fighting real demons, bro.
Imagine coming back. You just get back from Marbella. You know, tonight she's gonna be rough.
I'm not gonna sleep tonight. No, but what causes it?
I'm not gonna sleep.
Lack of sleep. Lack of sleep.
I never sleep on holidays anyway, so that's probably it.
Somebody sitting on your chest. Is it you sitting on your own chest?
Yeah, you can't actually see them sitting on your chest. Your chest just feels heavy and you feel like you can't move or
but
breathe.
But you just feel like it's bugging. Someone on your chest.
Like something's on your chest.
Thing. And you never thought to yourself, I'm gonna try to get up.
You try. You're dead. Like trying.
Your shoulders go.
Sleep paralysis. Yeah, you're paralyzed.
But Lippy just got up. And I know me.
That wasn't sleep paralysis.
I would get up.
Wait, did you hear where Martin Joel? He was telling the story. So the old Tottenham Dutch manager, he was telling a story about sleep paralysis, and because of the accent, he said someone was shitting on my chest. And everyone, yeah. Oh my god, yeah. Everyone.
Hey, but sleep.
Hey, he was having them Dubai dreams.
Yeah, man.
Sleep paralysis is caused by a disruption in the rapid eye movement sleep cycle.
REM. That's
yeah, REM. Where the brain wakes up while the body remains in a paralyzed state, muscle atonia, designed to prevent acting out dreams.
Wow.
So it's helping you, if anything, not to act out your dream. That's mad.
Your dreams.
That's mad.
I'll be honest with you, that's devilish, bro. You might need to pray.
You know what it is? I don't even
brother, it's
dream.
A scientific thing. You're talking about devilish.
It's not scientific, bro. That's demons fighting you.
This is, you see.
Let me tell you, man, son. You see some fights that you man are fighting. It's spiritual attack.
Did you hear what
you
just said,
bro? I heard it, and that's a spiritual attack. You might need to pray, bro.
Science.
You think I'm joking? Say no.
Listen, we're all fighting for something.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Or fighting something. Demons facts. In the night.
Oxygen trying to breathe in our sleep.
Somebody shitting.
Loonses, bro.
But some of us, but boys, we're fighters. There's Premier League survival fights going on. There's title race fights. So I have to big up my boy Capitano right now. With my favourite t-shirt right now, the fighting t-shirt.
Show them Roy Keane.
And I was vexed because I saw United straight away because I'm triggered. But, and I looked, I scanned for Arsenal. There's no Arsenal. That's because we don't have enough fighting moments.
No, we have a few. We
what?
Have a few
United though. Arsenal?
Lampard, Fabregas.
No, we don't have a...
I see you outside.
Look at this screenshot here. Capitano got that one there perfect. Yeah, that's one of the best strikes
ever
in football. And I'm not talking about a shot. I'm talking about a Muay Thai studs to the chest. De Jong.
Kane. That was Kane.
Did they get Maradona's knee?
Bro, that. You know, I'm surprised he didn't get an attempted murder charge or something, bro.
No, that he got he got a long suspension for that.
Suspension,
one.
But bro, that's attempted murder.
Roy Keane on Haaland's dad. That's dark.
That's dark.
That's dark to put that one on.
Modern
there.
Day.
What is Haaland's dad on there?
Dad's on there, yeah.
Are
you got mashed up?
You got Pele, civil rights fights. You know, man, it happened, bro. Black and white.
Dan headbutt. The Dan headbutt.
That's one of
is
the
that
best.
There? Love that.
Modern day. Roy Keane against Chelsea.
Five. Look at him holding it up against five men.
Ah, thank you for forwarding Fuad. Yeah.
All right, lads.
Hi. Right.
Appreciate you having me, man.
You got yourself.
Hero. Blah, you're lucky. Hero. I've got something for you, bro.
Biscuit.
Early okay, substitution.
Yeah, early.
Early sub.
Early. It's a lot of minutes.
Yeah. Needed it, bro.
A lot of minutes, bro. Well, go on, Killy.
Hey, Lippy. Your eyelashes are long, innit?
I've got long
you
eyelashes.
You have got long eyelashes, innit?
I do. From the side, they're like a camel, bro. His eyes.
Camel's mad.
Before we talk about football, quickly, That shirt, man. Fights, football fights.
Legendary.
Been in any?
Plenty.
Been in any? Any standout ones?
I don't think I have.
That's a sick one.
That's
oh, no. What's that? Is that football?
Yeah, but I'm talking standout.
I've in year 11. Never got to blows on a pitch.
What?
What?
Never got to blow, like...
Right.
Yeah, now chill. I know what you mean. Chill out, John. Chill out.
He's the one that said everyone needs church.
Your mind's the corrupt one.
Come to blows, you know better than that.
Man never you got a cracking on the pitch. You can't
say that. First touch, better than that. First touch, get the first touch. Yeah, that's it.
It's a baggy. It's a baggy one.
That's a baggy touch, isn't it? First early doors. Who's had the maddest fight on the pitch?
Man's had, bro, we got a cracking with the...
I know you got punched up in
with
it.
With the Irish lot.
The Irish lot? Did you win?
Bro, I'm seeing grannies come out on wheelchairs with pans and that. Like, I don't know where you're coming from. A granny on a wheelchair. She's coming, she's trying to lick the man them and that.
Hold on, wait, guys, bro, let him land this, let him land this.
The whole caravan site came out. It got cracking, couple
where was
man
the
held
fixture?
It up.
On the caravan
It was near Neasden.
You know
how it goes around there.
What, is the pitch near the site?
Brent Park.
I think so, yeah. Bro, near Staples Corner and all of that.
Granny come out with a pan in a wheelchair.
Granny come out, kids, bro, the whole neighbourhood come out. Obviously, a couple of them spared us and helped us in a way. Bro, there was like 500 of them.
I had a fight.
And we're only 11, 12, man.
Yeah, we had a fight. I always think when I do like YouTube and that, the man watched this thinking, rah, you're my man from, you get me? So I used to play for this team called Princess Park in my area. And our local, I only played for them for a season, but their local rivalry was this team called Springfield, yeah? In Kingsbury. And I'd played against Springfield all the time. I knew they were Irish boys and that. But I thought nothing of it, bro. Until this game started, bro. So, I think we've won 3-1, yeah? But the match has been abandoned because I've scored the third goal, yeah? This is my pace and hairline days, yeah? And thinking man's on TV, I've ran to their fans, thinking they're idiots. Bro, they just started chasing me. Like my celebration's just turned into... Obviously, because I'm fast, I've kind of styled it out. So then I've come back on the pitch now, and they're thinking, that when my man gets the ball, So that's exactly what's happened, bro. The ball's come to my mouth, shift it out my feet, and everyone's going, oh, bro, a man's slide tackle me like my shoulder or something. And my boy Jake, my white boy, he's always the guy that sets pace on a night out. And the rest, sorry, Jake, I always incriminate him. He's tumped one of them in the face. He's not even on the pitch, but he's ran on the pitch. He's been subbed at this point. He's ran on the pitch, tumped the ute in the face.
So good friend.
I'm rolling around on the floor trying to get him sent off and I'm not knowing what's going on. So as I've rolled around, I'm just seeing bare feet around me, but I'm thinking it's a ref thing. Bro, men are kicking, man. I'm like, yo, but it's like, when you're, because I'm on the floor, like I'm struggling to get back up, but my pops is there. So my pops is, I'm watching him. So at first he's kind of like, okay, handle it, rip. But now he's come to get involved. So everyone's kind of gone back thinking, rah, grown black man. Bro, they've surrounded my dad, bro. Oh, they've surrounded my dad, bro. But obviously my dad's trying to tell them, bruv, your kids, like, what do you want me to do? Like, if I hit one of you lot, like it's, you get me? As they're saying that, boom, I've just licked one of them. But how do you gone to the floor and he's gone, he's pointed at my dad, said, he hit me. So all the Irish men are up to my dad now. Bro, we just turned peacemaker. Yo. Everyone stop. It's calm. Why are we doing this? It's football. Madness. But
I was playing for Enfield Town against Waltham Forest and one of their players was winding me up and I lost it, like hit him.
What, so just
smacked him.
So that's it.
Smacked him. Yeah. As another player's gone. Yeah, you won't do that to me, will ya? Bang, smacked him. Yeah.
In the moment.
Yeah.
In the
moment. Refs sent me off now. As I'm walking off.
Smacked him.
As another player comes running up to me, pushes me. Smacked him. Joey Barton thing. Three of them. Yeah, all three of them.
All three,
that's
beautiful.
Yeah. And all of them, legend. No get back.
No, come on, brother.
I hate that. Yeah, don't you feel wrong when that happens?
Nah, but you know what? It's Enfield Town. I think at the time we were in the Premier League. So one below. It's quite professional, isn't it? So
what was that?
That was
how many match ban was that? Did you ever play again?
I think I left. It was towards the end of the season. I just left. I just left.
You left before the case.
And I'll leave. Pre-season, I think I ended up going to Bournemouth.
That fine would have been.
Yeah, nah, yeah. Yeah, man.
And then the club will find you on top of the league.
It's still only a red card. It's just a red card. I think it was like maybe, I think I got a free.
I think stuff like that needs to happen more often.
I told you, man, bro, they need to start bringing in the hockey rule.
Start mashing bears up on the
You mentioned Brazil, and I watched that fight. Go
the
watch
hockey
that.
Rule, Cruzeiro. It's a one-on-one.
Class.
I'm telling you, less people will chat shit.
Yeah,
more
but
people
how do you do it on a
bang.
Football pitch? A football
you
pitch
have to do
massive.
It. Referee fouled me, I want him.
Do you know,
it's
do you know,
30 seconds,
can I
that's
be
it.
Honest? Do you know the only reason it can't be introduced to a sport that ain't had it? Because you see in hockey, when the fans are watching, they understand what's going on. And, oh, the goons are fighting. In football now, man's not ready.
Buffer.
And seeing Gabriel down there, in the stands, they're going crazy.
And also, you're forgetting, you see football fans as opposed to like a rugby fan.
Yeah.
Football fans want to fight.
Yeah,
exactly
yeah.
my point. No. So let the players fight.
They'll make
I'm
the,
telling
the
you,
fans
people...
will fight, bro. The fans will fight. They
we
can't
need to get
that.
Players to fight. I'm telling you. Bro,
you can't control
you see,
it.
You see the way they're introducing VAR and all this sort of stuff? We have to adapt to it, bro. I'm telling you, I promise
and you.
You
can't control
that's a
that.
Bad, never let him be in on a board.
You man, deep it, you know? Even when, I don't know about you, man, stories, innit? But you see, like, when you ride out and that, yeah, it's literally 30 seconds to a minute. It's not long. You go what? There, pull out, bow, do your thing, and then run back
well,
in.
Your pagans live if across the road have... or something, bro. That's it, 30 seconds.
Let's there. Move on. My ride man out. Was on ride the last clock, racing back.
Nah, bro, he lives bro. Across the road from the yeah. pagans.
Much of planning.
It's a joke, bro.
I don't know what's going on. Chill, let's...
imagine
boys,
LA.
Let's talk football. Let's talk football. That's what I'm saying. Boys in the hood.
Oh, damn.
GTA, CJ.
Oh, damn.
Hey.
You were hitting and running away, innit?
It's like a hit and run. In the background. Anyway.
30 seconds.
Relegation. Relegation, we're talking about the fixtures that are up and coming right now. Aston Villa vs West Ham. You've got to go to Villa Park, Steve. How do you feel about that?
If it was a few months ago, I would have been a lot more shook of Villa at home. But they're still decent. All Prem teams are decent. They're still going for something.
Yep.
Which is it's a tough fixture. It's a very, very... But we can go away there and we can do an away demolition.
Like is that bit. Considered not a derby, yeah? But because you lot are...
Same colour.
Of clone.
Nah. Is that... Do you lot... Is that war? No. I wouldn't be able to just... You can't...
Is you in Everton?
Huh?
Are you in Everton a war?
No, but blues are a primary colour. We're talking about maroon and carrot and blue.
Yours is a bit more dark than Everton's.
Yeah, but it's a royal blue. Like that. That could be any... Like if that had an Everton badge, you'd accept it, right?
I remember football sticker days. I always used to look at the West Ham shirt and the Villa shirt just thinking, rah.
Like what?
It's that, so similar.
Yeah,
what, yeah
but,
like,
and it's so rare.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Why are you not... even? And then Old Madonians in there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, there's got a couple teams that wear carrot and blue. I think
can
massive,
I ask you something
massive.
Though, Steve-O? Like, obviously you've been at the game last week with that good result. What do you think the difference is now and why you're not scared to go to Villa at this moment of time?
Because we're playing decent. We've got a good setup.
What do you think's changed?
Gaffer?
Obviously. No, obviously, I know that, but like within the team.
The like, team, just like we said it on an episode previously where new manager comes in, players that were maybe fringe players get a chance to step it up. By them stepping it up, everyone else around them has to step it up. So now you've got a team of a squad that is really going for it, like in the sense of trying hard, trying to impress. So they're going out of their comfort zone, trying new things. You look at Fernandes, he's like a new player. Kante, who we've got, he should be starting. He's unbelievable. Debassi, is that how you say?
The guy from
Sassi, sorry. Yeah, he's come in.
He looked good.
Fresh start again, looking unreal, by the way.
He's good, man.
Yeah, so like you get returned. We're going into that game, plus you've got Villa, who on the other hand for me, ain't looking, they look a bit flat. They've lost players.
Lost three in a row, I think.
Yeah, they've lost three in a row, have they? There you
More
go.
Than that. They haven't won in their last seven Premier
There you
games.
Go. So they're looking very flat and at the moment, so that's why.
More importantly, they've lost. I'm sure one of the losses was to Wolves.
Yeah. Yes.
Who are fighting to stay up. So they are clearly...
Hold on, what? Wolves are still fighting?
Yeah, they're not definitely down.
They're not guaranteed to win again.
Really? So
they, do you know what it is? They're going to... They've picked up form a couple of weeks ago, innit? So they're going to go out on their shield at least. You know them ones?
They've
so,
had a few good results recently, Wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah, very they left it a bit late though. Yeah. Nah, yeah. Way too late.
But them draws are still points though,
but
bro.
No, I'm just saying, not even for Wolves, I'm just saying for Villa. When it... comes to them playing against teams that are fighting, like United on the weekend, who are fighting for what they're fighting for. They got kind of moved, kind of dealt with. Do you understand?
Do you know, injuries have killed them, man.
Yeah, like,
Losing Kamara and Tielemans in the middle, that's affected them a lot. And you could see.
Big time. Another.
This is a relegation
This is a relegation scrap. Spurs vs Forest.
It's a six pointer.
At White Hart Lane.
This may as well be a double header. This is the game.
Mate, double head is, you know, like.
Somewhat was what you wish for.
It's what you wish for.
What you wish for. That is the Champions
away
League
day,
of.
Double header.
The grand finale. Away day.
Listen, are they going to do it, man? Are Spurs going to pick up points? I'm sure, I don't even know the stats, but they 100% they got one of the worst home records in the league.
I think it'll be so good for the Prem if they get relegated. They've got a better away record. Yeah, they've only won like 3 games at home this season.
So they haven't won a game this year.
You think this Tottenham will be their first game?
Nah, I just think Tottenham get bullied, man. And
Battered.
Yeah.
And everywhere
and Forest.
But they done well against Liverpool.
They did, but I think, again, Liverpool weren't physical enough. I don't even,
that was battle of the shits, let's move.
Yeah, 100%, it was a mid-off.
Is it fair to say, if a team loses this...
They're gone.
Is it that... Because you know what it is? You've got to look at momentum as well. Yeah, momentum is what has allowed West Ham to get back into this position. A loss here against what is... Like, one of these two teams is going. This is the type of game that can send the team spiralling... out of control. You lose this and you lose it bad, like 3-1.
But this is the thing, yeah? They draw this match and West Ham lose. That's a good point for them.
Yeah.
So but it's like, I don't know, man.
That's not a draw because neither of these teams are disciplined enough to play for a draw and get it.
Draw's not enough for either of them.
Even if it's not high scoring, it's going to be high in action, isn't it?
Yeah, facts.
Forest are going to want to play this game, bro.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, I agree with you get that. Me?
They've got momentum
but
now
they
as
could,
well.
That could make them leave them open. You understand? So we don't know, man. We don't know. Because like you said, against Liverpool, they shocked me, bro.
But Liverpool were bad.
Like, yeah, Liverpool were bad.
Very bad.
The thing is, yeah, I didn't want Spurs to go down initially because I'm just like, it's football heritage. That's a good 6 points every year. You need that 6 points.
This is a good 6 points.
But after coming to the realization that Arsenal are going to win the league, there's only one thing I've got left to play for, and it's Tottenham going down. That's the only thing that will make this all go away.
I think defensively and attackingly, Forest have actually got more than Tottenham.
Definitely, they're better.
100%, bro. Spurs have nothing on top of their injuries as well.
Forest having a weird season, bro, if we're being
very
honest.
Very weird. Yeah.
They kept Morgan Gibbs-White.
But they lost Elanga. They lost a couple of men.
But it's, you still thought they'd be in and around, like maybe mid-table at least. And I didn't see them in a relegation scrap.
Do you know who put them in this scrap? Their owner.
Yeah, he's a man.
Who hires Ange, bro?
What did he do? Was it three managers they've had this year?
Nah. You would think that three heads is better than one, like better than two head, right?
Double header. We usually.
So apparently they're talking about sacking Spurs' manager before he comes back from the international.
So hold on. His name's Igor Tudor, right?
Yeah.
Already. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you thinking?
I just think it's two different cultures.
So if they sack him and they get another manager, that'll be three managers in one season.
Igor Tudor.
It don't make sense.
It's like Vladimir Smith.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
Vladimir
Smith. The other way around would have made more sense. Tudor Igor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tudor Igor. Sounds like a wrestler.
Yeah. But you got like Romanian descent.
Yeah.
Like, I personally think Sean Dyche is the answer.
We do. That's what Forrest thought.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, but it's different at Tottenham, isn't it?
No, but they said they were going to get Big Ange back. They're saying Big Ange might go back.
I think Tottenham are done. They're out of ideas. Look at them. Igor Tudor, Sean Dyche.
Tottenham are aging. How beautiful it will be if they get relegated, though.
I think they're going to go down, man. I don't think.
It's that big stadium.
I hope it comes down to the fact, bro, that they're not. The players that are there, even the players that have been there, especially the players they signed, they are not there to be in a relegation battle, bro. They know, especially like the top players, Xavi Simons, that Matthias Tellew, Bergvall, they know. They say if Tottenham go down, they probably liaising with their agents now. Where am I going next season?
Can they even afford? They can't afford that stadium.
Yeah, they're going to have to constantly.
Robbie Williams is going to be there every week.
Turn it into a rave, man.
Pen game.
Yeah.
It's crazy,
yeah,
though.
But I told man, though, Tottenham are only good for their concerts and that, bro. Beyonce tickets are going to go on the low now.
They
bro.
Deserve to roll down. Even the traffic they make in Tottenham, bro, on match days, it pisses me off.
Oh, you're on
bro.
The traffic. Bro. Every stadium has traffic.
What? Nah, Tottenham.
I heard something that we might have to spend a season in Wembley, you know, or half a season. Because we want to expand
a bit.
Apparently, yeah.
Do you know why Tottenham's worse than?
Yeah.
They got all the LTNs, so you can't even take back roads.
Do you know what I'll say, though, yeah? This weekend, I went to the Santiago Bernabeu.
I see.
And as far as...
You said it.
As far as stadiums... I can see it now. I obviously, you always know Madrid are the biggest, most successful team in the world. I saw it with my own eyes. That they are the biggest.
Now you understand why it's them and United. But yeah,
You know, like it felt big. Like I'm a Chelsea fan. Like the bridge is meant to feel like, you know, like you go in the museum, it's big. There's bare silverware. No, bro.
The bridge feels like a shed.
They are. It made us like I felt like the bridge was Rotherham. Like, I felt bad, but I'm saying they are that far ahead of everyone else, not just on the pitch and where their standards are at, but I'm saying that stadium.
Just from your videos, it looked mad.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. Nuts. So basically, it don't matter who wins the Prem. Don't matter who wins the Carabao. It don't matter. If that's the benchmark, like we're all miles off it. You know what I'm saying? Miles.
Carabao Cup final.
Damn,
big.
Son.
Business.
Arsenal against Manchester City.
What does this game mean now? Does it mean less?
I think the meaning changes after City get knocked out the champs by Madrid. That pain's going to be there. These are just going to head
this
down.
This is about
rage.
This for is about this.
For this and the Prem, hopefully.
I just think this is about who finishes the Prem the most comfortable, innit? I think City will have a sly advantage for the fact that they're going to go out of the Champions League. And we're obviously probably going to battle through most rounds, hopefully. But that's going to take its toll on our performances on the weekend, bro. Yeah, we've seen it in the past. Mr. Loons, who I always love to laugh at, he always says it, always happens. He says, you lot go get a good result in Europe.
It's true.
You go to play in the Prem in the weekend drop and you drop points.
Yeah.
And we could argue that, did we beat Everton because we didn't win at Leverkusen? It's, you know them way there. So it's like, it hasn't happened yet. And so there's that there hanging above us. Now let's have it right.
Boys, sorry to interrupt. Did anyone leave this in the bathroom?
No.
No.
Okay, I'm going to keep it, yeah?
How full is it?
It's full.
Hold on.
Let me see, throw it. Let me see.
It's full, bro,
full?
Look.
Thanks.
Trust. I need it. I need this.
I'm staying,
bro.
Yeah, I knew he was gonna do it.
That's quality.
But listen, obviously, it's important for a lot of reasons. On the Arsenal side, everybody, including even our players now, have been speaking about this silverware thing, how this team hasn't done it yet, and the fact that this would be so close to the end of the Premier League, it could plant something in our minds, you understand? But again, I think if we lose to City, we're gonna be shaky, man. Because we got to play them in two games after that. We got Bournemouth at home, then we got to go to the Etihad.
Yeah, but you've got such a nice buffer.
We've got a good gap though, man.
If we lose that game, we go to the Etihad, not positive.
City are heartbroken right now. They just look dejected. They just look like they're out of ideas. And Arsenal don't look like they've got many more ideas, but they're winning. So I just think you go into this, and because your tails are up, you feel good about yourself, the Premier League is as good as won, you can play with a little bit less pressure. Whereas I think City have pressure. If they get beat here, this could be the end of that City empire. Like, you know, like we've seen City dominate for years.
Officially.
They lose here,
I hear what you're
this
saying.
Is now it, because you can't even pull it off in a one-off final.
You know what, you're just writing them off after that.
I'd be wrong
because Pep goes.
I feel like City need to win this more than anything, because realistically they're out of the Champions League. I'm saying it boldly. The league is ours.
It's done.
What else are they? What else are they fighting for? Realistically, they
FA,
need
FA
this.
Cup. FA Cup.
I definitely think they need that. I think they need this because the rest is, nah, is really. Off.
I think
that's interesting.
Arsenal need it more than City do.
If City get the domestic, all right, cool. Here's like just it looks bad for City right now, yeah. But if on paper they end up second and get the domestic cup double, is that still kind of a successful season?
No.
Yeah. That's a great season.
Not for City. We said not for City.
Bro, stop. Considering we sat here and we said it's done for City. Within a year, the geezer's back challenging in all four comps in the last seven. If he walks away with a second and two domestic cups, definitely that's well done. Not only that, he's done it against an Arsenal team that have been forming for the last 4 years and that are a great Arsenal team. So the fact that he's taken them to it, after we've said, as I say, sat here and said that he's over and everyone's been saying it's over, that's a testament to Pep.
No, no, I think it's a testament. It's a testament to the players, not
no,
Pep.
It's not.
That
no,
won't
no,
be
no,
good
no,
enough
no,
for Pep.
No, players, no. We've just said it's well, not. We've just said they're not 18.
I'll be real with you. I'm a hate Pep fan. I love him, but I hate him. I love him, I hate him. I've got a love-hate relationship with him. But this will be a good season for him. We wrote him off. Everyone here, bro, we wrote him off.
It would be.
We said he wasn't even going to make it top four, bro.
All right, I say that to say this then.
Just about top four.
Is that his drivers? Like, Pep is like one of the best managers in the world, yeah? He's a realistic guy as well. He'll know that morale at Arsenal is going to be up, blah, blah, blah. Do you reckon he says, I'm backing out my machine and I'm going for that Carabao and that FA Cup?
He's gone up against his protégé, bro.
Did you see the other week in his press conference? They asked him something about Arteta. He's like, my job's not to give Arteta advice. Like,
yeah, that was weeks ago.
Him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but bro, do you know what it is? It's like your little brother coming to try and fight you now because his balls have dropped. Come on, bro. You have to show him that I'm big, bro. He's going to come out all guns blazing,
your little bro.
Bro
can beat you up.
You're a dickhead.
No, we couldn't.
That's not me saying I'll beat you. I'll never fight you as well because I respect you. Like,
you're
older,
a dickhead. I've ordered the new shoes, so I will be sending Poet the receipt. Thank you very much.
So give me the other ones back then.
No.
Let me give it to my cousin in Congo. I had to beg my cousin to ship him back.
So you don't think I have cousins in Jamaica that need it as much?
No, they do, but all right, then.
You sort out Congo and we'll sort out Jamaica. And then guess what? We'll sort out Congo as well when we play them.
This is why we're... This is why we're no unity.
Help.
BLM, we're no unity. You want to help out Jamaica on your own, I should help out. We should all help out each other, bro.
Oh, talking of, hey, I tell you what, I don't know, this right now is probably the only time I'll get to say this, but I just want to say up to Ibrahim Traore. Yeah, he is the president of Burkina Faso,
and he's going to be changing
Africa forever.
Yeah? If they don't kill him, hopefully.
If they don't kill him, they're going to be
on him.
Yeah.
If they don't kill him.
No, it's true, bro. Have you seen what he's doing? He kicked out all the French. Huh? All the French military. Yeah. He said, get out of the country now.
They sent him an ultimatum, 24-hour ultimatum, and he went, nah. Sorry.
He's been moving sick for ages, you know.
But you know why he's a bad boy? He's still on his normal police officer pay.
Yeah, they ain't taking
the money. He's not taking the president
Putting it back into the, he's built hospitals, he's built schools. Instead of...
They're going to kill
instead
him.
Instead of countries in the West coming in and just building infrastructure, he said, you know what? He went, stop. He went, thank you very much, because he's very polite. He went, thank you very much, but he went, don't teach. He went, don't just give it to me. He went, teach me how to build. Don't give me the fish. Teach me how to fish so I can catch for a lifetime for my people. The guy's good, mate. He responded back to the West. He didn't say what country it was that gave him the 24-hour ultimatum, but he responded back with 47 words.
We knew who it is. It's got to be. But to be fair, every now and then the world spits out like one of those people that can't be corrupted. Said that guy, an American gangster.
They can only be killed.
Can't get him. Can't pay him anything. That's it. Yeah. He wants justice.
Anyway, so there, big butt.
Yeah, big up. Back to the Carabao Cup then.
So what, do you man think that Arteta goes to his strongest side and strongest goalkeeper and puts Raya instead of Kepa?
I think he puts Kepa, man.
It's too political. Am I the only one that thinks Raya can't save long shots or like penalties or free kicks?
Golden gloves would suggest otherwise.
So wait, what can he save then?
But what else is there to save?
He can't dive. So when it comes to long shots, free kicks, watch it. Like, go watch Bruno's pen when he scored.
Can I ask you a question?
By free kick, whatever.
How many times has he won Golden Glove, though?
I understand that. Winning Golden Glove, what does that mean?
No, but he's getting MOM.
I love the fact you brought up Golden Glove. Did you realise, what was it, 15 clean sheets he kept, I think, in one, what was it, last season? Did you know in like 9 of the matches, he faced one shot on target?
Whose fault is that?
He saved
it. What are you talking about?
That's my point. You don't say like Golden Lads, he's making beds.
That's a good point, though.
My point still stands.
If you're behind a good defense,
however, but what I'll say is,
it protects you.
How many times this season, I've seen it with my own eyes. I don't even like Real like that, but I'm set. What I've seen is him get MOM.
Okay, cool.
Numerous times.
He gets them a win, but listen to what I'm saying. Go watch every free kick he's faced and every long shot, he can't dive. That's all I'm going to leave it as. Come back to me next week.
The ones that
so say a goalkeeper can't dive is crazy,
he can't dive.
He
can't dive.
That's all they do.
He dives after or before. Go watch
I don't know.
I know what I'm saying. But yeah, anyway, Carabao Cup final. Does he start with Raya or Kepa?
He's got a goalkeeper.
It's not a gender. Go watch it.
It's what happens. You give the B team a bit of minutes, man.
I watch him week in, week out, bro.
The thing is, yeah, you see Kepa. Obviously, like, you can't play that with him, you know. Like, he'll just put himself on it. Like, that's the one keeper. That's the one keeper that's going to say, yeah, no, I know he's on the team sheet, but he'll be there with the gloves on. Like, he will be in goal, even if his name's not on the team sheet. That is how he behaves.
Yeah, I believe it.
So you can't bench him for this.
He'll play like for six games this season as well, but he has to play, bro.
He's playing, man.
He has to play still. So what do you, man, think the predictions are going to be for the game?
I think 2-1 City.
2-1 City, yeah?
You think Arsenal lose it?
Lips. Only because I'm a hater.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, no worries. Okay. Lips, what are you thinking?
Okay. 1-0 Arsenal.
What is it? What's a hold on? Is it, his season's...
Sorry.
Evil Jad. EJ.
What up to EJ?
I think I'm lying.
EJ. Definitely
I'll show you
EJ.
What happened.
I'll show you what happened.
Majesty.
I'll show you lot after, innit?
Hey, Young Jad, your predictions for...
Young Jad?
Young Jad?
It's not even Young Jad.
Oh, yeah, still. Young Jad, predictions for Man City Arsenal.
Why is John trying to host the show?
All right, I know what she was in.
You know he's a hater, you know?
I know what... Someone had to do it, though. To pull rank, innit?
Yeah, man.
Come on, experience.
Calm down, brother. Calm down. There's a top desk there, innit?
Yeah, predictions.
I'm just going to go based off City's experience in finals, and they've been to a lot more finals recently. I'm going to go for City.
Is that the reason? Yeah? Not because you hate Arsenal?
No. I hate City more, if anything.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
I grew up loving Arsenal. I hate Arsenal fans.
Is insane.
You know, the reason I say I think City would do it, yeah, is not even because they're clutch or in finals or anything like that. It's just because Arsenal, I don't think have been good, but they've found a way. But I think eventually there's only so long that can happen for. And I just think it got razor thin. I know they won it 2-0 the other day in the end against Everton, but it was that close to dropping points, all of a sudden a completely different complexion. And it's looked like that for weeks. So in my head, City should be winning games, but they're not. I'm not sure why, but they're missing every single chance that they get. And I just got a feeling that in this game...
Wait, a City bottling it?
Nah. Bottling what?
What's it? If Arsenal were doing what?
Yeah. City, they say
they're bottling it.
100%.
They wouldn't be associated with Arsenal, bro.
But no, you're right.
If that was us, they'll say we're bottling
100%.
It. 100%. I don't think they're bottling it.
No, because it looks like they're proper shit in the bed. Like, if Arsenal was doing this, it's...
But was the narrative that City would win the Premiership? Oh,
nah.
Bro. It's not even about that, bro. It's
so just overachieving.
It's about, bro, we're doing what we got to do, innit? Like, it's not even about them drop. Like, them dropping points, yeah, we got a little 2 points on them, but it's still dark. Like Post always says, like when we drew at Wolves the other day, it was mad. We just kind of got that gap back now. And that gap wasn't a comfortable gap, bro. So it's just, we still have to do what we got to do, man. Simple.
What is it now? If they win their game in hand, what is...
Six.
Oh, it's only six?
And then they play Arsenal, so it could go to three.
Oh, I didn't know it was
Arsenal.
Six. I thought it was like nine. I thought it was done. Like, wait, okay.
So the last competitive final you was in, I'm not going to count Community Shield, was FA Cup. So this is why I'm talking about City's experience in finals is more, right? These players ain't been to a final.
So what? Randers and them man, they're gone finals?
No, I'm saying City have more players that have been to finals, won the treble the other year.
Finals do feel different. You know, like when you... it does feel different, innit?
Can Semenyo play?
Yeah, he can. Because remember,
they let
him play against... That team, David, they changed the rule for him. You can play for two teams now in the Carabao Cup.
I can see a City win. I can see Arsenal maybe nicking it, but I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be as easy as Arsenal's going to wipe the floor with them. It's going to be a good match.
I think we're in better form right now, innit?
Yeah, of course.
Are you in better form?
We're better.
Not as far as results.
Bro, they just got
not as far as results. I'm talking playing.
Bro, they just got moved to by Real. Like, moved to. Like, for goals, their players were getting moved
to. Biggest team in the world.
Gehi, Span. We went there and we done this. You get me? Yeah, fair enough, it's a different season, but And if anything, I swear Real got injuries right now.
Mbappe weren't playing.
Yeah, we went
Mbappe,
and
Jude weren't playing.
Sorry. But when you played them, it was at their training ground.
Yeah, yeah.
They were still
this one is different.
Building
bro.
The Bernabeu.
This really? One?
Yeah.
84,000.
No?
That's cap.
It was at the Bernabeu. All right,
get him off.
This.
Stop
the cap.
I know it got refurbed.
It was at the Bernabeu.
Yeah.
Bro, it was at the Bernabeu.
This is the Arsenal agenda I'm talking about.
What's going on here?
Should we sub him?
Absolutely insane.
The
Arsenal
agenda. No, that they were refurbing.
Oh, no, it was Barca. Barca last season was playing.
We didn't play Barca.
No, sorry, I was thinking about
Barca. These guys got a goal.
Yeah, I think we're in better form, man. Like, they got players that ain't scored in 4 months.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, we ain't got that at the moment. Thank the Lord. You get me? But, bro, it's not easy. Like,
it's a final, man.
It's a final. Yeah. Tough game. We just got to hope that they're shaky.
Just you know what it is? I'm going to ask you, as not Arsenal fans, yeah? Mm-hmm. If you have to, you pick the correct result and you get £1 million. Mm-hmm. But if you don't pick the correct result, you
forfeit the trophy.
Yeah. And when I say result, I just mean who wins, yeah? Would you actually?
Yeah, I'm going Arsenal.
You're going Arsenal?
I'm going Arsenal, 100%. Yeah.
Going Arsenal 2-1. 100%.
I thought you was getting scoreline. That's where I started. Yeah. I'm getting Arsenal.
Still 100%. Say
1-0. 2-0. I think I'd go City. If I had to put if there's £1 million on the line, I think I'm going City.
So crowd, what do you think? City vs Arsenal, who's going to do it? Let us know in the comments, please.
And don't think about it as an Arsenal fan. Yeah. Think about it as if you've got £1 million on the line.
Because that Leverkusen match just took it out of you lot as well.
This episode is sponsored by Nick Pouches. That's NIC Pouch. What is happening?
You've been watching porn the whole episode, bro.
No, I'm saying, you see this table? When we leave, you stay here. When we leave, you stay here.
This table's got the tension.
This episode is brought to you by Nick Pouches. That's NICPOUCHES, pouches.com. We've been Filthy Fellas. We'll see you next week, man.